Michigan's John James announces 2020 Senate run against Democrat Gary Peters. By Kyle Morris on June 6, 2019. Republican John James announced Thursday another campaign for Senate in Michigan against Senator Gary Peters, DME, in 2020. While appearing on Fox News on Thursday morning, James said, "I'd like to announce I'm running for U.S. Senate after careful deliberation and thoughtful prayer. I believe that the time, again, is to serve. I believe that, right now, nothing has changed." James continued, "I understand what we need to do, because I have experience as a business leader, as a job creator, how to protect our economy from socialism, how to bring people together and unite people to make sure that we can defeat the evils that face us today. I also, as a combat veteran, understand the service and sacrifice our veterans make every single day and willing to stand up for this country," James added. "Not any party, not any ideology, but putting country first, putting Michigan first, and I'm looking forward to continuing my service." He also shared the news on social media, saying he believes he can help lead Michigan toward a more deserved future. "We are heading in the wrong direction as a country and our leaders in Washington are failing to lead us toward a better and brighter future," James wrote in a tweet Wednesday morning. "I believe I can help lead Michigan toward that future we deserve, and that's why I am running for U.S. Senate." James, a 37-year-old Army veteran, also attached a link to the tweet where donations to his campaign can be made. Last year, James ran against incumbent Debbie Stabenow, DME, and fell short only 6.5 points. According to the Detroit News, James received the most votes of any Republican at the top of the ticket within the last decade. In an email sent to his supporters, James stated, "In the coming months I will continue to run my family business and raise my family." James also stated in the email that he would hold an official kickoff early next year where he will discuss how we can make Michigan, and America, a better place for all of us. "John James is a true patriot who has dedicated his life to the service of our nation. I welcome his entrance into the 2020 U.S. Senate race, and wish him well as he begins his campaign for the Republican nomination," said Michigan Republican Party Chairman Laura Cox. "I'm confident that next year Michigan will send a leader to the U.S. Senate who will get something done for the people of our state," Cox added. "It's time for a change from Gary Peters, who has been so ineffective that 43% of Michigan voters don't even know his name." President Trump formerly lauded James as a rising star and endorsed his last bid for Senate. "Our president made a vow to the American people, and mostly to people who felt like the American dream had almost been exclusively reserved for the coastal elites," James said. "Our president came and talked about putting America first. Now, some have perverted that for their own ends by saying that means America alone. But it doesn't," James added in the 2018 interview. "What it does mean is our president is going to keep his promises." Pro-life James criticized his 2018 rival Stabenow for her pro-choice stance and accused her of committing black genocide. Among several endorsements in his run for Senate last year, James received support from the pro-life groups, including the National Right to Life Committee and Susan B. Anthony List, SBA List. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.